Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk some baseball. Warm me up a little bit with snow still on the ground in some areas of town. Britt Ciroli of The Athletic, you hear her occasionally here on The Fan. Britt, why don't we just start with an update if there is one? Union League finally met, first time in over 40 days. Last time they met, it was like 7 minutes of talking. What happened this time?
Yeah, it was a little bit better, guys, in the fact that nobody actually walked out of the meeting in frustration, but there was still very little progress made. Players still feel like the owners are not really trying because they have the benefit of leverage. They can wait this out. And, of course, a key in negotiations is waiting until the last minute to make your best offer. So they proposed some minor tweaks to the draft system. The players still feel like it needs to not reward the clubs that are continuously bad. They kind of said, let's do a lottery for the top three picks. The union had previously said, hey, let's do that for the top eight picks. They proposed to tweak kind of some of the salary arbitration for Super 2 players, but nothing really with the players' main demands, which is stopping tanking and raising that minimum salary. I spoke to a couple guys who are heavily involved in the union activities, and they feel like this has just been gamesmanship from the league. They really aren't even trying to get a deal done. It seems all but certain that spring training is going to be at least delayed at this point.
But you touched on it, and you were infinitely, you know, all the numbers times all the numbers times all the numbers squared, more plugged in than I am. I talked to a couple guys that were, you know, kind of frustrated, and they put their hands up and said, not much really going on here, because as you said, the league has all the leverage. They can just sort of wait it out. What are the players we're not going to lose grievances? What are the things that they're really trying to take a hard line on here?
I think it has to be that minimum salary, because as much as the players want to fight to change free agency and change arbitration and get guys paid sooner, 40% of the league gets to free agency. So you're talking about the majority of guys that just play for a couple years on that minimum salary. I think maximizing that would help the most players. And then also fixing tanking, addressing a way for this league to have more competition. You look at what teams like the Orioles have done, and it's just not fair. In a sport that has so much revenue sharing, for these teams to just pocket that money, not put it back in the big league payroll, and continue to profit off a perennial loser, I think they have to change that. I don't think the draft is the only way. It's certainly a big way, but also you have to maybe either have teams show what they're doing with that revenue salary money, establishing some kind of salary floor. There are ways to do it. I think those are the two big things the players have a chance at. I think changing free agency is a pie-in-the-sky thing that the owners are never going to agree to.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I want to go back to the tanking convo for a second, though, and wonder, you know, where there's some middle ground here, because I totally agree and admit that they've got to do something. I think I'm in the minority among most fans, though. I don't like when the league dictates to individual teams how they can go about building their club. I think for small market teams, tanking has been proven to be immensely successful. People make fun of the Orioles. Well, come back to me in 2 years when Adley Rutschman is catching a litany of arms that they've groomed over the last couple years with their draft picks. We've seen it work for the Cubs, won a title. The Astros won a title. And I think it can actually be an equalizer. The Orioles, if they're not doing this year in and year out, I remember the Buck Showalter days where they were the most successful team in the American League in the regular season for a four-year span. They weren't really a threat. They got swept in the one league championship series they got to. There were always teams that were better, that spent more, that had more. So I actually think this is the best path to being good for a bad team, is actually being bad rather than being okay like the Phillies have for years, which gets you nowhere. But I understand, Britt, as well, that when 7, 8, 9 teams are doing that, it's not fair to the veteran player who's looking for a dollar. So how can I meet, say, the Max Scherzers of the world or the people in the middle who I've talked to about this who hate the idea of tanking Like, what's the common ground here?
I think what you have to do, Grant, is you have to kind of reward teams that maybe don't tank for that many years, right? I think I've heard a lot of people float the idea of, okay, you can lose 100 games one season, but you lose it 2-3 years in a row, you shouldn't be getting that top draft pick every year. So the draft, to me, has to fundamentally change. Also, the way this sport has changed, what the Astros did and what the Cubs did is no longer feasible. I had a long talk at the GM meetings with Jed Hoyer of the Cubs, and he said tanking doesn't work anymore. All tanking does is line pockets for teams, because teams now versus 10 years ago are not trading away their prospects. So the whole thing with tanking was, we'll get our top prospects, you know, we'll build up this young core, and then we'll trade what we have for other teams' prospects, and they'll all come up at the same time. That doesn't happen anymore because teams are so protective of their prospects because they are such undervalued assets. So all you're getting is that top pick every year, and it's simply not enough. The Orioles are entering year 4 of their rebuild. They won't be good this year. They probably won't be good next year. How many years can you put up with this? I think you have to, as a league, punish the teams that aren't trying year after year after year. I mean, you look at Tampa Bay, and they're the antithesis of everything we discussed. They're a small market team that tries every year. And I think what you have to do as a league is you have to either fix revenue sharing so that we know it's going into actually helping the Clevelands and the Baltimores of the world, or you have to find a way to punish teams that continually just take these handouts and don't try to improve.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. My only gripe when I hear that is, like, look at the Rays. Well, if I get to have Matthew Silverman and Eric Neander in that entire front office of geniuses, I might be able to succeed too. It's really, really hard to do, but I get it. And you're right. It's a problem. It's something they got to figure out. Great info as always, Britt. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you soon. Thanks, there's Britt Ciroli. Check her out in The Athletic. Does a great job covering Major League Baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.